Praying with persistence. Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and never lose hope. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge. He did not fear God, and people were of no concern to him. There was a widow in that town who would come to him and say, 'Grant me justice from my adversary.' He kept refusing for a period of time, but finally he said to himself, 'True, I don't fear God, and people are of no concern to me. But I'm going to provide this woman with justice because she's annoying me. Otherwise, she'll keep coming and give me a headache.'" Then our Lord Jesus said, "Hear what the unjust judge says. So, won't God provide justice for those he has chosen when they cry out to him day and night? Will he continue to be slow concerning them? I assure you, he will provide justice for them quickly. But when the one who became man comes, will he find anyone on the earth who has such faith?" The Pharisee and the Tax Collector. He also told this parable for those who think they are godly, yet despise others. Two men went up to the temple complex to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood praying to himself, "I thank you, O God, that I am not like the rest of the people, thieves, criminals, and adulterers, and not like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all my income." But as for the tax collector, he stood at a distance and would not even look up to heaven. Instead, he beat his chest saying, "O God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I assure you that it was this tax collector, not that Pharisee, who went home approved by God. For everyone who lifts himself up will be lowered, but whoever lowers himself will be lifted up. He blesses children. Some people also brought little children to Jesus so that he would bless them with a touch from him. But when the disciples saw this, they rebuked those who had brought them. Jesus, however, called the children over to him and said, "Let the children come to me and do not forbid them, because God brings into his kingdom people who are like them. I tell you the truth, anyone who does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." The rich man. One of the leaders asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do so that I can have a share in eternal life?" Jesus asked him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not testify falsely. Honor your father and your mother." The man replied, "Since childhood, I have been complying with all these commandments." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "There is still one thing you lack. Sell everything you have and give the proceeds to the poor, for you will have treasure in heaven, and then come, follow me." When he heard him say this, he became sad because he was very rich. Then Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this said, "Then who is able to be saved?" He said, "What people are unable to do, God is able to do." So Peter said to him, "Know that we have left everything we have and followed you." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, everyone who has left house or wife or siblings or parents or children for the cause of the kingdom of God will receive in this world many times more than what he left, and in the hereafter he will receive eternal life." He prophesies a third time about his death and resurrection. He took the 12 aside privately and said to them, "Pay attention. We are on the way to Jerusalem, and everything will come true that the prophets wrote concerning the one who became man. He will be handed over to the foreigners, and they will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him, but he will rise up alive on the third day. As for the disciples, they did not understand any of this. On the contrary, this statement was incomprehensible to them, and they could not discern its meaning. He heals a blind man. As Jesus came near to Jericho, there was a blind man sitting on the side of the road begging. When he heard the crowd going past, he asked about the matter. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, so he shouted out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But the people walking in front rebuked him and said to him, "Be quiet." But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered them to bring him over to him. When he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" he said. "My Lord, I want to see." So Jesus said to him, "See, your faith has healed you." At once he began to see, and he followed Jesus, praising God. And all the people, when they saw this, praised God as well.